The following took place on Sports Radio 610 in Houston, Texas, USA. Earth.
And welcome back, Sports Radio 610, alongside Robert Hensley, Rich Lord in studio. We're joined now by the general manager of your Houston Texans. Rick Smith is on the phone line with us. Rick, Robert, and Rich here in studio. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing good, guys. I'm glad to be back home. As you know, I was away, and so it's good to be back here in Houston.
Well, I know you weren't listening to the show the last couple of segments, because if you were, you probably wouldn't have called us.
Okay.
We've been doing something really dumb, as we are wont to do from time to time. We both confess the dumbest things we've ever done on a dare, and now people are calling, telling us the dumbest things they've ever done on a dare. And our producer, Patrick Kane, dared me to ask you what's the dumbest thing in your life you've ever done on a dare, but you don't have to answer.
And I certainly won't. That's a subject that I will stay far away from.
Well said. You're being very smart with that strategy.
Rick, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. Obviously, today it becomes official. You all announced the Gary Kubiak new 3-year contract. Talk a little bit about what went into that decision and I guess what you guys weighed in making that decision to give Gary the new 3-year deal.
Well, I think Bob did a good job explaining this morning, our thought process and the fact that we do, as we set back to analyze and look at what we've done over the last 4 years since Gary's been here and the progress that we've made, that we do feel like we're on the right track, that we're a better football team now than we were before, and we didn't reach our goals that we had set for ourselves this season, but we did continue to improve, and that's important. And then the other piece that I think it's very important is the continuity piece, and there are a couple different ways in this league that you see people doing things. You see the teams who believe in continuity and a long-term approach and a view, and then you see some other teams who are a little bit more reactive and are more prone to change. And Bob is under the thought process that it's better to have a good plan, and so long as you are moving in the direction that you want to be moving in, you stay the course, and that's what we've decided to do.
Well, Bob also saying today, Rick, that the Texans are more likely to look for help in the draft than in free agency. And I know a lot of Texans fans heard that and thought, well, they'd like to be in on some of the free agent bidding going on this offseason. I know it doesn't mean you won't be looking at free agents, because I know you guys are always looking at all different means to improve the roster. Where do you see that balance between free agency and the draft this offseason?
Yeah, I don't know if he said anything different than what we've always said and what we always believe in, that we are a team that philosophically we believe that you build your football team through the draft, and that's a very important process, and that's just what we believe in. And we've always said that we will supplement via free agency if it's a situation that makes sense for us. And so I think that he just he reiterated that this morning, and with the emphasis on the draft piece, but that certainly does not mean that we won't be active in free agency.
If we proceed with this the apparent stalemate and the bargaining over the new collective bargaining agreement, Rick, I think some people are thinking, well, with an uncapped year, a team that leads is right up there among the highest revenue teams in the league, that, well, maybe you guys could raise the salary, the amount budgeted for salaries to flesh out this team. Not to say you guys wouldn't build through the draft anyway, but he identified several key positions where you guys are looking to upgrade. You can't fill them all with the draft. Does the lack of a cap, does that help you guys if it comes down to filling those other holes through free agency?
Well, I think when you talk about that, the lack of the cap, I think the first thing that comes to mind is that there are some restrictions. Obviously, the way you structure contracts when there's a salary cap in place, I will say to you that even though we are in an uncapped year, there are still restrictions. They're different, and there are a whole new set of rules that are in place, but there are still restrictions. And so, I think what Bob said this morning, as I understand it, is that we still will operate with a budget, and because we do have a business to run, but that we will not we're going to be aggressive. We're going to do what we need to do and make the decisions that we think are decisions that are good, that are going to help us go and get to the playoffs and have an opportunity to bring a championship to the team. So I just would say to the fans who are a little nervous about the comments this morning that we're not going to be active, or we're not going to spend, or we're not going to be aggressive and try to improve improve our football team. That's just not the case. We are absolutely committed to doing that.
Well, and part of the offseason is not only the opportunity to acquire players, but there's players that come and go, and there's a chance with a fairly decent list of free agents on this Texans roster that you could lose some talent. Let me just ask you specifically about Donte Robinson, how you feel about him as a player, what kind of a season you thought he had, and how much of the future of this team do you think he should be a part of, and how important is he to the plan?
Well, I will say this, and I'm certainly not going to give out any information, Rich, with respect to what our thought process is right now. We're still in the middle of making those decisions and attaching those, having those conversations. I will say that I thought Donte improved as the season progressed. I thought he was playing as good as he played all year at the end, and that was something I think was the big reason I think behind that was because he missed the time that he missed in the off season and in training camp. So, clearly he got better as the season progressed and played at a high level. Where we go from now with him and in terms of the future, we're still trying to make those decisions, and it won't be long before everybody will know exactly what the deal is.
Well, you saw the Saints in the preseason. I'm guessing you weren't surprised to see what they're capable of, bringing home a championship to New Orleans. Maybe a thought or two on what you saw on Sunday in Miami.
Well, it just was fun to watch. I mean, those guys obviously, working closely with them for the last few years. We've gotten to know them and established some real friendships and relationships with them. And it just, what that energy and what that team did for the city and to watch them, play the way that they did and to come out on top was just a lot of fun for a lot of people. And we certainly enjoyed it as well.
3 years in a row, we've had a great Super Bowl go down to the wire. I like that.
Yeah, it's good for the league and keeps the interest, and we certainly want to be playing in one of those games here pretty soon, Rich.
There you go. Rick Smith, Texans general manager, joining us for a quick hit here on Sports Radio 610. Rick, I know it was a crazy day for you getting in, like you mentioned, with all the snow and craziness in the Northeast, so welcome back to town, and we appreciate you giving us a couple of minutes.
No problem, guys. I enjoyed it.